Welcome, everyone, to another edition of The Good Stuff. Glad you tuned in to your local radio station. I know that they're happy you're listening today as well, and hopefully we'll share a little good stuff with you, and we'll make you glad that you tuned in for the next 5 minutes or so. Since 1963, Tri-State Livestock News has established a strong reputation as a leading publication within the livestock industry. Much of the growth and success of Tri-State Livestock News is due to the long-term support from the publication's stockman and agribusiness customer base. Tri-State Livestock News, it's what ranchers read.
And this is it, folks. Tomorrow, Home on the Range Champions Ride. It's the 67th annual PRCA Champions Ride Saddle Bronc Match Saturday. This Saturday, as in tomorrow. Home on the Range, Sentinel Butte, North Dakota. The Champions Ride at Home on the Range, that's Exit 7 on I-94 east of Beach, North Dakota. The gates open at 10 grand. Entry begins at 12:30. It's all mountain time. For more info, just visit hotrnd.com. And all proceeds of the match, of course, go to Home on the Range to help the children that are living there.
Well, we're planning your next weekend for you as well with the Golden Valley Shootout and Wayne Herman Invitational Bareback Riding coming to Golden Valley, North Dakota. That's the weekend of August 12th and the 13th, 6 p.m. Central Time each afternoon with a Calcutta at 4. Bull riding Saturday, August 12th. Bareback riding Sunday, the 13th. The Golden Valley Shootout, the weekend of August 12th and 13th in Golden Valley, North Dakota.
And Yesterday's Antiques, downtown Spearfish, South Dakota, open 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday or by an appointment. You can be amazed. Actually, no kidding. They have antiques, vintage treasures, and collectibles. We love to go there ourselves. 605-642-5884. That's 605-642-5884. Yesterday's Antiques.
I have a little cowboy poem for you today written by Niall Henderson called The Lord's a Good Cowboy. I look back at my horse breaking over the years, where there wasn't a crowd and when nobody cheers. There was just me and a horse and God and the earth to witness what happened after I tightened my girth. I might have lost some battles, but the wars I always won. I look back on it now and think, boy, that was fun. I broke some good horses, but more that was bad. It's left me a lot of good memories and a few that are sad. I've been kicked and bitten and stomped in the dust. I've laughed and I've cried and I've prayed. And I've cussed. I've lived through it all, and I'm thankful for that. But it's because the Lord was with me when I came to bat. I would ask that he help me should I happen to stumble, or if I did win, he would help keep me humble. He really helps me a lot when I'm riding some colt, and the darn thing swallows its head or starts in to bolt. It's comforting to know when I get into some trouble that the Lord's right behind me, and we're riding this one double. Though I've never heard him cuss, and I know he don't chew, the Lord's a good cowboy, and he's a bronc rider, too. And again, that was from Niall Henderson.
Very good. Actually, I really like that. That was a good one. Boy, it's been a little warm lately. I think everybody will agree.
It's been hot.
Yeah. Just be thankful it's not snowing, though. Can you imagine shoveling snow in this heat?
Okay.
Okay.
No, I can't.
No, all right. Okay, whatever. The pedestrian light, I got a story too. The pedestrian light on the corner beeps when it's safe to cross the street. I was crossing with an intellectually challenged coworker of mine. She asked if I knew what the beeper was for. I explained that it signals blind people when the light is red. Appalled, she responded, "What on earth are blind people doing driving?" She is okay. A government employee.
That would explain a lot.
Yeah, no kidding. Here's another one. When my wife and I arrived at a car dealership to pick up our car after being serviced, we were told the keys had been locked in it. We went to the service department and found a mechanic working feverishly to unlock the driver's side door. As I watched from the passenger side, I instinctively tried the door handle and discovered that it was unlocked. "Hey," I announced, "it's open." His reply, "I know, I already did that side. Stay alert."
Is that another government employee?
I don't know, but Sally Connor of Valentine, Nebraska sent those to us, and I thought they were all very amusing. Thank you very much.
I'm going to wrap things up today here in the final seconds with Truths About Life. I've had a lot of fun with these. I hope that you folks have kind of enjoyed them as we go as well. Stuff that's on sale usually has an annoying downside.
Yeah, that could be true.
Words are
or a pattern.
That's true. Words are immensely powerful. One cruel remark can wound someone for life.
That's true.
Keep that in mind as you go throughout your day, and just remember that you heard it right here on The Good Stuff.